I'm Robin Rylette, sitting down with bassist John Clayton, who is the artistic director for the Lionel Hampton Jazz Festival, which gets underway on February 19th. So, John, tell us, how did you get involved with the festival?
I fell in love with the festival and fell in love with everything that Doc was doing, that Lionel was doing. I was honored that they asked me, and I thought about it and thought, well, this is important. I love education. I love jazz education. I love performing. I love sort of calling my friends together for one big party that's centered around music and education. So the students who get to touch this music, I mean, they're not just listening. They're actually playing this music, but also witness that familial thing that we're talking about going on between the professional musicians, between themselves, also between the professional musician artists and the audiences. So that one of the cool things about the festival and its effect is that many years later, you see that important effect and impact that it's had on so many people, because they've moved on to whatever careers in their lives, and somehow jazz is involved, or somehow the things that they gleaned from the experience now is an important part of their adult lives.
So it becomes a life-changing experience for a lot of the young people and the students.
Without a doubt.
And they're from all ages.
We get the elementary school kids and the middle school students and high school and college, university as well. All of this is to really show them whatever we can that's so special about our world, not only the music, but the other aspects of this, of the jazz world, the music world, that we think that they should know about.
You know, I was going to ask you what makes the Lionel Hampton Jazz Festival so special, and I think you've answered that in a major way. Mm. Are there other things about the festival that you think make it unique and different?
It might be a panel that will help them understand some of the history of a performer or a style of music. It might be a clinic on how to play that instrument, some tips on trumpet, on saxophone, on rhythm section playing, all those things. So you don't get that at most jazz festivals. Most jazz festivals, you go and you have a great time, you listen to music, and you go home. Here, not only do you get that, but you also get the workshops and clinics. And if you're a student and involved in it, you get to play as well.
You know, one of the things that I think really typifies that for me is Bobby McFerrin was here. Mm-hmm. And to me, he's just one of those people that is a shining example of what you're talking about, that combination of music and education.
You hit the nail on the head by using him as an example to actually explain what jazz musicians do, which is, in order to play this music, you must not focus on yourself. Or it doesn't work. The only way we can experience the music at that level, be in that zone we talk about, is to not focus on yourself. So as a bass player, the only way I can really elevate the music is by focusing on the drummer, focusing on the piano player, focusing on the sax player, focusing on the vocalist. And then all of those hours of practicing and years of working on my hands, that takes care of itself. And it's dictated by what everyone else is doing. So what you mentioned that Bobby McFerrin was doing actually is the basis for creating music in a jazz ensemble. I don't want to just say jazz. I think it's more than that. But
it is. It works for classical, any kind of absolutely. Ensemble of people. You have to be, number one, a good listener. Not just a good player. It's what you're saying. You have to listen and be focused. It's group communication at the ultimate level.
There it is. That's exactly right. I try to push students to experience that and encourage them to really think like that. And it's so fascinating to me to see them sort of grab a little bit of it and try it. And then they're a little insecure, so they go back to their old method of doing it. And, well, let me try it again. And little by little, as they have faith in themselves and faith in that process, you see finally the freedom happen when they aren't focused on themselves. And suddenly, you know, they're in that zone and the music just is heightened. This is I love my work.
Yeah, I can see that. You know, what a great gig you have, right?
I totally have a great gig.
And, you know, getting back to that idea of working together as a group, and what you said really struck me is freedom, because there's a lot of freedom in jazz because of the whole improvisational nature. Mm. But you can't have freedom and have just a bunch of musicians getting together and everybody doing their own thing.
Yeah.
So it's like I always think of jazz and certain kinds of classical music as controlled chaos. So you have the idea of listen to the music, go with the music, but you can't just do your own thing. You have to do it in a group. So you have to bring it back to some control, and yet there's so much freedom within that to express yourself. And
I mean, if I'm playing a Gershwin song, then that Gershwin song has its parameters. It's only 32 bars long. I'd like to make it longer, but no, the melody only goes 32 bars, that's it. And if you're going to improvise on the form of the song with these other musicians, you've got 32 bars to work with as a form. You're right. It is organized
chaos. Maybe controlled chaos is too strong of a word.
But no, I totally understand. And yeah, I don't know. If you heard me play, you might say chaos.
Who are the special guest artists this year?
We've got some NEA, Eddie Palmieri is one of them, a Latin jazz master. That's going to be an amazing evening because we also will throw down the dance floor. You have to move. Also, Sheila Jordan, fantastic vocalist, who is one of our jazz treasures. Another person who I so admire and have been playing his music since I was a teenager and loving his music for forever, and that's Benny Golson.
Yeah, it's like AKA Killer Joe. I mean, everybody knows him from Killer Joe.
Good
so,
for you. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. So he's the Killer Joe guy. It's funny, when we were trying to encourage him to come, our executive director, Steve Remington, actually was walking on streets in Moscow and saw a street musician with some music up. And he was playing Benny Golson's song, you know. So
cool.
He took a picture of it and sent it to Benny Golson, who got a kick out of that. But we've also got the Yellow Jackets coming, and they're still fresh. They're still exciting. They're still new. It's still the perfect band to exemplify really great jazz and more modern sound. So it's, you know, they've got the excitement of the electric sound, but still rooted in the acoustic history of the music. Bob Mentzer is such an amazing saxophone player and a fantastic writer. That's a major coup for me.
It is, because, and that's something I think that a lot of the students are going to want to do too. They don't want to just perform. They want to perform and write. So having somebody like that to interact with will be really a bonus for them.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's a young man that's named Jeffrey Keezer who plays piano. And Jeffrey Keezer was formerly in Ray Brown's trio. Jeffrey Keezer is also a fantastic composer. And gosh, I hate to throw around that term genius, but I just find his music at such a high level, and we thought a really cool way to present him would be piano solo. You'll get to hear his compositions, his arrangements, in his kind of uncluttered way, just him and the piano and the listener.
One of the criticisms I hear from people when they're talking about music, from vocal music to pianists, that why can't there ever just be four notes? Why does they have to take the four notes and make them 15?
The more you play music, the more you search for simplicity. You don't want mediocrity, but you want simplicity, because in simplicity can even be 10 notes in one measure. You know,
it's how you play those 10 notes.
It's how you play those 10 notes. You know, you can play them so that they do clutter the mind and the ear, versus playing the 10 notes with that clarity. I want to encourage everybody to experience this with us, just to test the waters, see what it's like. Come to a concert, come to a workshop. When you really give the festival a chance, then you start to see and understand and experience and be a part of that, the magic that you and I have been talking about these last few minutes. Check us out. It's a money back guarantee, I think.